Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And certainly, as we told you over the weekend, especially on Saturday at the Ransom Everglades, they had the great 7-on-7, the Crib 7-on-7 tournament. It was the first one. It drew a lot of great athletes. And of all the athletes that were there, there was one person that everybody was talking about, no matter what game it was, who they played. Jason Lopez from Doral Academy was the man of the hour. A lot of people kept asking about him. Who is he? Where did he come from? And Jason Lopez is kind enough to join us this evening. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. And, well, you know what? You're going to be a senior, but better late than never that everybody started finding out about you.
Yeah, it was a perfect time for this. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Talk about you. Because I think when somebody posted, you know, oh, wow, this kid's come from out of nowhere, you really haven't. You've been around, for quite a few years. You've been getting it done like this. You just, you know, sometimes you don't get the publicity. I know, your coach and the coaching staff are really, really supportive. Coach Delgado, I've known for years and years and years, and this is somebody who gets the players out. Talk about where you came from. I mean, have you played at Doral all 3 years going into your senior year? And did you always play wide receiver?
So I started my high school career at Chinook Classical Academy, and I played varsity football there, but I started out as a corner. And, you know, I played corner for a couple of years, and as time went on, I started to kind of switch to receiver because I played with a 7-on-7 team, a travel team, and I started to switch to receiver. And then during my sophomore year is when I transferred to Doral Academy for my junior year. So I met Coach Delgado, and I had a great year as a receiver there. I played good. I played my best that I could have. And then, you know, then it came off of this, and now it's been my senior year, and I'm looking for everything. I'm looking for somebody to give me a shot. Somebody to take my talents.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. And I always say to, and I've been doing this for a long while, Jason. And the one thing I always tell the young men is you never know who's watching. You never know who's watching. And we sat there all day and you kept coming up big and all these, you know, against New Orleans, against these programs like that. And when you do that against highly regarded players, somebody takes notice. I'll tell you a story back when he was in the ninth grade, Xavier Restrepo. A lot of people, oh, too small, step slow. He can't do this and that. He's 51 catches away from being the all-time leading receiver at the University of Miami. Worked hard. Yep. He's been given an opportunity because of the fact, like yourself, you know, gets it done when it counts. Do you pattern your game after anybody? Do you look at what Xavier Restrepo has done or some of the smaller slot receivers who, you know, have great hands and really good speed and get it done against anybody? Do you watch a lot of these receivers? Do you pattern your game after any of them?
Yes, I personally, myself, I've always been a big fan of Jarvis Landry and modeling my game after him because I used to watch the Dolphins and he used to be my favorite player. And I've always dedicated myself to learning from him. And also another one that I used to love watching is Wes Welker. Wes Welker has always been a smaller type of guy. Smaller guy, he's always been tough. He's always had, you know, hard work and he's always put his head down and no matter who was lining up in front of him, he always gave it to them. And, you know, I've loved always being able to, whenever you have the opportunity, to always shine and to give it your all.
Yeah. And isn't it funny that any small white kid that does well, they always call him Wes Welker. I mean, and obviously that's great because look at Wes Welker did, whether it be with the Dolphins or what he did with the Patriots. I mean, this was a guy, I mean, he, as they say, he's a dude. I mean, you know, he caught the ball. No matter what, he made big plays. And that's something that everybody noticed. And, you know, talking, you know, after the tournament, you know, with some of your teammates and with some of your coaches, they say, well, you do this all the time. It's just not everybody has an opportunity to watch you. Has anybody come, you know, any school locally, whether it be St. Thomas University or any school, have you gone to any of these camps where you could display that type of talent to them, or is that something that you're looking forward to season to do?
I'm looking forward to the season to do. Right now I have not gotten any interest or offers from any colleges, but I've been going to camps and like school camps. We did the FIU ones, we've done St. Thomas ones. We've done a lot of college camps. I just haven't gotten the opportunities and the looks that I've been hoping for. So I'm waiting for the season to maybe make a statement.
No doubt. Jason Lopez joining us. He's going to be a senior at Doral Academy, a really, really good football player. And, you know, you look, and if you follow Doral long enough, I mean, this is a running team. So when you make a commitment to come to a school like that, because, listen, I followed Coach Delgado all the way back from his Berlin Jesuit days, and I don't know if they put up the ball five times in a game. So, but you're in a position where you're quarterback, and I watched him the other day. He's pretty versatile. So even if they run the ball a lot, you know he could catch you know, find you. How important is that to have a good relationship with a quarterback like that?
I think it's very important to have a strong off-field connection as well. And honestly, you know, me and Jordan, we've been playing together since we were little. And we played 7-on-7, we played tackle. And, you know, coming to the route, he was one of the biggest, like, reasons that I was like, you know what, I think I can do this. I would be comfortable having this relationship with Jordan. And he's grown so much. He's been putting in the work. He's been, you know, he's been putting the ball in the spots that only his receivers can get it. And I'm really proud of how far he's come. And our relationship off the field as well helps a lot on the field, and it shows.
What about in the classroom? How you doing in the classroom? Because a lot, you know, obviously, and we were talking earlier when we first came on how important it is to get good grades. And if you are an average student, a lot of colleges won't look in your direction no matter how good you are. But if you're an excellent student, that could be a huge enhancement to what, you know, you get at the next level.
I feel like I've stepped it up this year. I've always had pretty good grades this year. I've had my best year so far. I ended with a 3.5 unweighted GPA and a 4.6 weighted. So it was probably my best year. And I've also kind of taken my SATs and all that stuff. And I feel like I've really stepped it up from the last couple of years when it comes to inside the classroom.
Before we let you go, there's a lot of college coaches that listen to our program, and whether it be live or on our podcast. What do you have to offer a college? I mean, you know, when you look at your kind of shorter in stature, but we already went over that with the Restrepos and with Wes Welkers and guys like that. What do you offer a college?
I'm offering a player who's willing to put himself in any position, and, you know, I will do whatever it takes for the team to win. I'm not a selfish player. I will play anything. I feel like I personally am a very coachable player, and I will never talk back to a coach. You know, I'll do whatever a coach tells me. And I feel like inside the classroom as well, I'm pretty gifted, and I think I can handle myself when it comes to college. All I need is an opportunity and someone to give me that opportunity.
Jason, I can't thank you enough, man. It was great to see you the other day. I'm glad everybody kind of gets you out there. We'll be following you throughout the entire season. I appreciate you spending some time with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for this. I appreciate this.
Anytime. Jason Lopez, going to be a senior this year at Doral Academy. Got to keep your eye on him. Receiver catches everything against everybody, which is mighty important. University of Miami Sports Medicine. Speaking about important, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk Miami Hurricanes. Azubi Charles from Kane Sport is next.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.